Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Rocking with you on a Monday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Got a lot to do. There's plenty of live action going on. A lot of NBA tonight. A couple of hockey games. We've got some college hoops, including system play coming up. System play tonight in the Big 12 that we'll have to discuss. And, of course, lots of Super Bowl reaction after the game yesterday. Me and Joe, like, you know, we purposely don't talk about it just so that the first time we get each other's reaction is when we do the show here. So, and we had a huge weekend at the golf.
Huge.
Just a massive weekend at the golf for Nick the Dentist Taylor for us here on Carver and Lisi. We got Hit Burbell as well. I got a bone to pick with him. So we have a lot going on as always. Mike Carver, and good to have back the encyclopedia of Las Vegas, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver, huh? Or should I call you Hero, huh, Hero? Nailed it. Nicky the Dentist at 90-1. So you're tweeting all over X. Everybody's talking Super Bowl. We're going to get overshadowed.
Yeah.
You know, we'll throw some bouquets at you, Hero. You nailed it. Congrats.
Big weekend
for
the golf, that's for sure. We welcome in
out
all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here on a Monday night. Mike Carver and, of course, Joe Lisi back together. And there's a lot going on, plenty of live games. And we will discuss our thoughts on Super Bowl 58 and once again, it's a tough post Super Bowl Monday if you can't stand the Kansas City Chiefs, that's for sure. As they do it again, Joe. And look, there's a lot of different things we need to tackle with this game. But why don't we, since, you know, let's start here. At the end of the day, how'd it go for you in terms of the card? Did it end up being? That doesn't sound good. That doesn't sound good.
It was like I broke out even because I had San Fran, I had the over, but that didn't hurt me. I needed 8 yards out of Juwan Jennings to get to 50 would be a huge hit in regards to the parlay. I couldn't get it. So I hit his anytime touchdown. I took him in game at a half a receiving yard at plus 126. He blew right through that at halftime. So I made some money there, and I hit a small parlay. But the big ones, I was loaded up. The one big one was Juwan Jennings. I needed him to get to 50 with Purdy and the touchdown. So Purdy got through his number. The touchdown came through, and I altered Juwan not to 40 but to 50, stupidly. And that's what cost me about $3,500. So
you didn't have any of him for MVP, right?
No.
Even you weren't that crazy.
I'll tell you what. It came up on Pro Football Today during the week we were broadcasting. And I said, you know, if you take a shot on Juwan Jennings at, like, you know, what are we, he's 5,000 to 1. Don't even think about it.
You know, 400 to 1 was what he was.
Whatever he was. You know, he was dead last with the kickers, you know.
Yeah, he was in the kicker range. That's where he
right.
was.
And
yeah, well, early, midway through the fourth quarter, he was a favorite.
Yeah, I know. So. You probably would have gotten the cash out, Carver.
Oh, you would have gotten a big cash out for the 400 to 1 when he was plus 160 live and they were still offering it. Yeah, I don't know what it would have been, but it would have been something.
Absolutely.
Would have been something. And because I was still trying to do the math, Joe, at that point in the game. Obviously, this is pre-overtime, pre-other right. things that were going on. But I was even still doing it in overtime when the Niners got the first possession, because I obviously was all in on McCaffrey. And I thought that there was, despite Jennings throwing and catching a touchdown, I thought if McCaffrey, Joe, got that second tutty and got over the 150 total right. yards, which he did, I thought that that would be enough if they won the game, that he would still get it. And I think if they would have got him in the end zone one more time and they ended up winning, I think at that point he would have got it, Joe. I think, but you
no.
Know.
I mean, it's a great look in that regard and a great breakdown. I mean, you know, McCaffrey had the numbers too. He had 80 receiving yards. He had the touchdown. Obviously,
you altered his receiving yards way up. You went all. I only went to 50, but I thought you went higher than that.
I did. I went to 60. I got it. The problem was that I had Debo.
Of course.
But hear me out. I took Debo in game. With McCaffrey in game, right? With the right. over 33.5. And I had a great thing going. And so I alt McCaffrey to 70 when he was at 30 yards, so I'd still got plus money. And then I took Debo in game at 9.5. He finished with 8 yards rushing. That's
yeah,
the one
he
that get,
they did. He did nothing on the ground in
no.
the game. Zero
no.
on the ground. So
no, I know.
There just really wasn't. You know, there wasn't much to do there with that, which was tough. Look,
it was a tough look.
We'll get into Shanahan. I feel like we're going to need an entire segment on the Shanahan stuff, so we'll probably save that until we come after the break.
Gutless.
But the bottom.
I'll
but the bottom.
Gutless.
Well, I will. I want. Like I said, I think we both want to take our wax, and I think we'll both do it after the break. But I'll start with this, Joe, and that is. This was the year I think everyone thought you were going to get these guys. Offense didn't look great. You know, the D was good all year, but they looked like they had some holes on offense. They had to go on the road this time. Went to right. Buffalo, went to Baltimore. And it didn't matter, Joe. It just didn't matter. It's just amazing how good. And it's like Kelce did nothing in the first half. And
yeah.
It's like when the money got on the table and they could smell that it was still there, they just, the two of them dominated the game.
They
the two of them dominated the game.
There. They smelt that it
well,
was still there.
Right, so. And there were opportunities for the Niners to maybe not make it there if they would have did some things a little differently maybe and executed a little bit better. But when you're playing that team, you can't. Leave the door cracked open.
Got to go for the kill shot. You got to go for the kill shot, and they failed to do it. Meanwhile, does Kittle know that there was a game?
You know, we talked about this a lot on the pregame before you guys yesterday. The one thing with Kittle was, and this was the kind of game because of how much pressure they were bringing, like he was blocking a lot, Joe. He was a blocker in that game. He really didn't have much going on in terms of running routes or getting involved in the offense. We'll come back. We got obviously a lot more to do. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here on a Monday night, great to have you with us. All right, Joe. First of all, before we move on here, quickly, a few things. Pacers lead the Hornets 49-48 at the half. Pacers minus 6.5, total 212.5, which I think was in the high 230s pregame, so not much scoring going on there. The Sixers lead the Cavs 66-62, which is pretty gutless from the Cavs. They've been playing very well, and the Sixers have not. So interesting situation for that one. The Hawks lead the Bulls 35-33. That's early in the second quarter. Spurs lead the Raptors 47-32. That's also in the earlier stages of the second quarter in Toronto.
I got a system play.
Knicks and Rockets are about to start. Actually just tipped off. Nuggets and Bucks just tipping off. Pelicans and Grizzlies just tipping off. And then there's three more games, Joe. Wizards and Dallas at 8:40 East with a fat number, 12. The Warriors are in Utah against the Jazz. Warriors minus one. And the Clippers and Timberwolves, big game tonight, late, 10:40 East tip, first in the West, minus five for the Clippers, 224 flat the total there.
Yeah, nice. I got a system play tonight. I put it in. System play. This is called the Has-Been Special. You ready? Has-Been Special parlay for NBA. You ready?
Yeah.
Dame Lillard, 30-plus. Dame Lillard, 4-plus. Valanciunas 10 bounds and Russell Westbrook over the 4.5 bounds. That's one. Other has been special. Dame Lillard 30 points. Kyrie 30 points. Klay Thompson 3 threes and Anthony Edwards over 4 bounds.
Mm. Wow. Got a lot cooking there, Joe. You got a lot cooking.
Valanciunas with a big bound and Dame Lillard right out of the gate with a deuce.
Dame time.
I come
Dame
right
time.
Out, rolling from Vegas. The table smacked me around, Carver. They smacked me around.
Oh, is that right? You got smacked around out there?
Yeah, table-wise, yeah. They had the magnets going.
Well, you weren't playing any NBA out there?
Yeah, not really. I really...
You don't like... You also don't like... That the props aren't as accessible to you out there.
Not only that, Carver. I had one prop parlay with Rozier. I forget who else it was in the third leg.
You love this Rozier. You love him.
He came through. Terrible Terry needed 15.5. He had 17. It's when the Heat played. They got smashed by, was it OKC? Who'd they play? Saturday or that one of the nights.
No,
I forget who it was. Maybe it was the Clippers. Was it the Clippers?
Might have been the Clippers.
There you go. Might have been the Clippers. Anyway, they smacked me silly out there. I don't think I want to bet it while I was out there.
It was that bad?
I didn't bet that much, but the bets that I did make, I got smacked around.
How'd you do with that?
And then I went to the tables, and the tables were horrible. Horrible.
Horrible?
Horrible. No love. No love on the roulette. No love on the roulette.
No love at all, huh? I mean, and they probably had some... I heard, obviously, talking to a lot of people out there, and understandably so, because this is typical of them, that the limits were just sky high.
Yeah, even on the small ones at the hotel, like roulette, it was, you know, it was a $15 table, but you had to play, you couldn't play singles inside. It was twos or nickels.
No singles inside, huh?
No, twos or nickels.
Wow. How about that?
There you go. And like three spins, it's that's it. You play a couple hundred.
Yeah, I mean you blast through that pretty quickly. You need a couple hits. That's why I that game's tough for me. I don't
and you know what's crazy is I play second, third, and third. And like almost every roll was the first third, which I hate. I hate the 0 through 12 numbers. I can't stand them. Can't stand them.
Can't stand them.
Not only that, but on a couple of roulette tables, right, throughout the casinos, in AC, just so you know, they have quadrants. So like the 5, the 7, the 32, the 20, the 22, the 15, the 17, and the 32 are all in one quadrant in AC. You come out to Vegas, you got the 15 spread out with the 17, the 20 across the way. So it's not the same number quadrant that they are in specific casinos like here in AC. I'm just saying. Did you know that?
The quadrants.
Well, the quadrants.
I'm not a big roulette player. They go in quadrants.
Like the 68 of the 11 always come out with the 26, the 28, and the 31. That's one quadrant in AC.
Correct.
You go to another quadrant in AC, it's 5, 7, 15, 17, 20, 22, and the 32. You look because they're all in order for the most part. In Vegas, you got the 15 on the left side of the wheel, you got the 17 on the other side, you got the 20 to the upper, and you got the 32 down below.
So they're messing with you is what you're saying.
They're messing with you. The system, they switched it up. They switched
it up. Sounds
like
Joe didn't do his homework, man. Come on, Joe.
Talking
about homework. We're still waiting for a winner on MMA.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. Bury him now. While you were away,
yeah, he gave another hit per bell special.
Well, to be fair, there was a fight Friday night at the Saturday night, excuse me, at the Apex. So Friday night, I asked Matias for let's get a parlay, and I wanted to put it with the golf, you know.
Sunday.
He gave me the two he liked the best, which one of them, the first fight. Was a no doubt about it. The Lomo character.
The Lomo?
Was a no doubt about it winner, right, Matias?
Luke Boomy, baby. She killed it.
She killed it. She was great. But then this, let me get this guy's name. This Joe Pfeiffer.
Joey Fife.
He didn't do as well. What happened to him, Matias? What happened to him? He was like minus 282 and he lost.
You know what happened to him? He didn't finish the fight in the first two rounds, had complete control, nearly knocked him out in the first round. He took a shot to the eye in the third round that completely turned the fight completely upside down, which was unfortunate. He couldn't see out of his eye. He thought he got poked in the eye. He wanted the ref to stop the fight. The ref said, no, that was a clean punch, not a poke, and he couldn't see out of his right eye for the next two rounds, so he just got picked apart after that. So it's MMA, baby. You know, one shot can change the whole entire thing. It was tough to see because I knew it was, you know, we could have caught Hermanson live during round three at plus 175 because he was completely turning it around after he landed that shot. So it was a tough break for us, Carver.
Tough break for us. Very unfortunate.
The Pope. So you know who doesn't care about that breakdown, Matias? Just take a guess.
The bookies.
No, Carver's bank account. Anyway.
Now you're defending him.
I'm gone a week. All of a sudden, you two are buddy-buddy now. I gave him a shot.
It's all right. It was a heavy, heavy chalk favorite. You know, and we couldn't get him home.
All right, there we go.
It happens.
Got it.
We made up for it.
Many more fights to come. Let's go.
We're lining
big time
up
fights come Saturday.
This week
we got Miranda Maverick coming up on Saturday night. Maverick's McNeely? Fighting.
So. All right. Well, guess what? Matias acted like he didn't even know me out there. Just saying.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
There you go. We distracted Matias.
That's it.
We distracted him. There it is. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. The great hit Burbell in the mix as well. All right, Joe. A couple of other things just going on live, and then we'll get back to some stuff from the game yesterday. Duke leads Wake Forest 45-37. That is about just under 14 minutes left to go in the game, so there's a while to go there,
yeah.
And it's fairly close. West Virginia is in Fort Worth against the Skunk tonight.
The lane, 12.5, the Skunk.
Yeah, they're already up 5, 17-12 halfway through the first half. It's up to 14.5 here. 145.5 is the total. And the other game of significance, everything else is kind of mid-major if you like the Patriot League and the MEAC. But we do have Kansas visiting Texas Tech tonight, heading into the Red Raiders in Lubbock, Joe. And you know what it also is?
What?
System play. System play.
System play.
We have unranked Texas Tech favored over Kansas here tonight. It was coming off a big win over Baylor over the weekend. So now we missed the good numbers with this already. I don't particularly love 3.5, Joe, but I think Texas Tech's going to win the game.
Do you?
Yes.
Me too.
System
I'm on the
play.
Under.
Under.
I'm on the under. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow, Joe says low scoring, huh?
Yep.
I'm going to grind them down. Grind it out. It's going to be a grind it out type of game.
Grind it out. Grind it out, you know? Mm.
How about that? So. All right. Mm. Elsewhere, Rangers lead the Flames 1-0. That's in the second at the Garden. Devils lead the Kraken 3-0 in the second. And Arizona leads the Flyers 2-1 in Philly. The Wild and Vegas play at 10 East tonight. So if there's any stragglers on the strip, you can go to the Golden Knights game. Mm-hmm. So that's there for you. That's there for you, that's for sure. All right, Joe. So, Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
We spent a lot of time. Now, you know I've been... I've complained for a long time that he hasn't gotten enough heat.
Right.
And you know that. You've heard me say this with the last few years a billion times about him, that he doesn't get enough heat for three really big losses that he's had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one, I get that he wasn't the head coach, but he had a lot to do with.
Okay.
So I thought this was a massive game for him, needed it badly.
Right.
And all he can really do, Joe, is add another log to the fire.
Yeah,
pretty
it's
much
gutless.
What he could do.
Gutless.
Now, I don't think that it was as bad as some of those other games.
Mm-hmm.
It was but there was decisions that were made that he's got to be looking back today, going, "Man, I'd like to have that one back." You know, there's a few that I think the thing that has now become crystal clear with him is he's a good head coach, Joe. He's not a bad head coach.
But no, he's a good head coach coach in the regular season, just not a good playoff.
Well, because also things get elevated, and I think he leaves a lot to be desired in game.
Yes. Well, I'll just say this: halftime adjustments.
He's got problems in game.
You know,
yeah.
He did a great job this season in terms of the regular season, making second half adjustments. But in the critical, and he did it in the playoffs in regards to when they fell behind against Green Bay and Detroit. But when he gets into the spot in terms of the the final step with the chips in the middle of the table, just like he did when he was offensive coordinator with Atlanta, he plays it safe. And I've had this argument with people. He wasn't aggressive. Well, he threw 8 of the last, the first 9 plays coming out of half. Yeah, he did. Everything was short to intermediate. You know, you have positive field position coming out in regards to the interception from Mahomes. Did you take the kill shot to the end zone? Everything was underneath. Take a shot. everything was conservative, safe throws. You didn't fail to get Brandon Ayuk, your biggest playmaker, involved in the offense. Deebo Samuel has a hamstring problem, and you're still trying to get him the football. I mean, give the football to players that are healthy. I mean, Christian McCaffrey had 54 receiving yards in the first half. He had another 26 on one catch in overtime. Where was he in the passing game in the third and fourth quarters? Why didn't you devise that up? That's the problem. And here's the other problem, too, and I'm sick of hearing this. The problem is that he coaches this game when he was up 7, like he's up 17-20, holding on to a lead where he doesn't want to lose it. Let's not turn the football over. Let's just be safe.
Well,
you can't beat Pat Mahomes by a touch. You have a touchdown lead. You try to tack it on. You don't try to just play safe.
It's weird because I feel like you could make a case for both sides of this year because I really thought, as much as you're talking about wanting him to be more aggressive, I actually thought the two series of the game that really were the building blocks for this game getting blown was the first two series that he had the ball in the second half. They get the interception, Joe, off of Mahomes.
Right.
On the first series of the second half, and they have the ball at, what was it, the Chief 46, 45? Whatever.
Like
it was
like
in around the 45, 44-yard line after Mahomes throws the interception. Incomplete pass, punt. I just felt like, I mean, that I get late in the game McCaffrey was pretty gassed, but that's fresh right out of halftime, Joe. I mean, I think there's got to be more getting the football in McCaffrey's hands, and I know they did a good job stopping the run. I heard that a lot today. 3.4 yards per carry, whatever. What happened every time he caught a screen, Joe, McCaffrey, in that game?
He had
80 yards receiving in the game. So
I know that.
You needed to find ways in the early parts of that second half to have your best player have the football. And after the interception, it was incomplete, punt. Then they get the ball back, incomplete, punt. I just felt like there had to be so. And I know that makes, it's kind of the opposite of what you're saying. You're saying be aggressive and try to add the lead. I'm saying I would have leaned on my best player a little bit more in that spot in still a one-score game. I would have leaned on McCaffrey.
But that's what you have to do, though, Carver. That's exactly what you have to do. The problem is that, again, they utilize McCaffrey in the screen game exactly the way I thought they would to open up other areas in regards to the offense. You have Brock Purdy that completes 10 or 15 passes for 123 yards in the first half. Okay, you come out of half, you have positive field position, okay, and yeah, all right, so he threw the football 8 of 9 times. Everything was a check down. Did he go deep to Brandon Ayuk? No. Did he go deep into the end zone? No. Did he take a shot? Everything was underneath coverage. So, okay, in that type of play scenario, you're playing for a field goal. You're not playing for a touchdown. And then you want to take it a step further. You get the football in terms of overtime. You get into positive field territory. You get inside the 15-yard line. He runs McCaffrey on two straight plays. Now you're in a predictable third down. You're playing for the field goal in that situation, aren't you? On a 3rd and 6, 3rd and 5, you're not playing for a field goal? I mean, why not? If you believe in your quarterback that much, and he's lighting them up at that particular time, and he's got 255 passing yards up until that point in regards to the drive, why not allow him to hit pay dirt? He didn't show you anything that didn't lead you to believe he couldn't handle the situation. He didn't turn the football over up until that point. Every throw was precise. So tell me why you don't go all out. Tell me. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
He made a lot of bad decisions in the game. Made a lot. You know, it just.
I mean, here's the thing, but it's his first Super Bowl. You can make that argument.
But I know that we're also leaning a lot of this on him. And we should. He deserves on Shanahan, and we should. But he is. At the end of the day, though, when you really break the game down to its core.
It's Mahomes.
Mahomes and Kelsey
right.
played like the star players in the game.
Yeah, there's no denying
and
that.
And the star players on the Niners didn't.
Okay.
In the fourth quarter and overtime. They didn't.
There's plays that are made. There's plays that are lost. Obviously, if you win the game, you make the plays, right? Doesn't matter what happens. You won the game, right? But when the opportunity was there with control, we always talk about what's in your control, what's out of your control. When you're on the defensive side of the ball, it's technically out of your control. You could force turnovers, but the opposition has the ball. You have to stop them. You had to know that he was going to push. He's hitting a rhythm.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We got more on the grid. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Joe's waiting for it to get good here. Joe wants to let this breathe a little bit.
There it is.
Let it go.
The river flow. Love that. That's the best.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio.
Steel Dragon.
Sirius XM 159. Here we go. And this is where it gets real good. There you go, Joe.
That's where Ziggy knew, right? That's where he knew he had the backup. He got him.
All right. Here we go, Joe. Duke's struggling with Wake Forest, by the way. It's a 3-point game as they come down the stretch here. Rockets lead the Knicks now 31-24. That's out early. Bucks lead the Nuggets 30-23. They just tipped in Dallas. The Sixers still lead the Cavs 89-85 late in the third quarter. Pacers struggling with Charlotte tonight. Bulls and Hawks back and forth. Only game with some distance here is the Spurs are up 17 at the half on Toronto. So that's what we have going on there. Where were you, Joe, with... Now, people made, I feel like, a bigger deal out of this than anything else that happened in the game. And that was the selection of... by Shanahan and the Niners on what to do with the ball at the start of the overtime. That's obviously been a very, very hot topic throughout the day here today. I think that initially the thought process by everyone was one thing that people need to kind of understand about this at the start is this is the first time that this ever happened. This is the first time that these new rules have been used in the playoffs.
Okay, they were
instituted.
Well,
wait a second. I'm not going to give anybody a pass on anything. What I'm going to say to you is these rules were put into place after the Allen Mahomes game a few years ago, and they haven't been used yet. There hadn't been an overtime game in the playoffs until this one with these rules. So despite there being a lot of charts and graphs people running around all day on Monday letting you know that percentage-wise, it's a wash in terms of whether you start with the football or kick the football off and have the second possession. They're basically trying to tell you it's like 50.8% one way, it's 49 point whatever, you know.
I know.
It's,
but here's the analytics. The analytics, yeah. I know. They don't take in the defense emotional mindset. And emotional mindset, when you play with your back against the wall, there's the tendency to play tight, right? So if your defense is on the field first, they're a little more looser. Why? Because they know that their offense can make up for it. No matter what they give up, they're okay because their offense has an opportunity to match that. Not saying that they're going to allow the team to run down the field, but emotionally, they could take chances that maybe they can't do when the game is on the line. Because when the game is on the line, one broken play and then that's it, it's over. So the analytics don't take that into account in any capacity. They only look at it from the offensive perspective. They don't look at it from the defensive perspective or the emotional mindset, what it has to your defense when your back is against the wall. It's a one-way type of looking at it. Right. And it's not numbers-based. It's emotional, something that you can't gauge. Ask anybody that's played defense before. When you know that the game isn't on the line, you're playing fast and loose. When you
fast
have the money.
And loose.
But that's what I'm saying, though, Carver. You could take shots. Corners could you know, jump a route. I'm not saying look, I'm just saying they could take chances that otherwise they necessarily might not take, right? When you play first and you know what you need, then the offense says, you know what? We score a touchdown now. We don't even want it to go to a third possession. We can go for a two-point conversion and win it. So why was that? First of all, that's the first stupid thought that Shanahan said, is that I want to win it on the third possession. Why don't you want to win it on the first possession, you moron? Because if you have the ball first, right, you give up that. You're not going for two on the first possession. It's idiotic. It's stupid. Am I wrong?
I've thought about this a lot today because it's been talked about so much.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if I necessarily have this overly strong feel about one way or the other with it. You know, basically because we just haven't. I don't love the charts and graphs numbers on it because it hasn't happened enough yet for us to really hard data know.
Right.
What's right and what's wrong.
Okay.
There's a part of me, I could see some sides to both, Joe. Like, me getting the ball first, I'm pushing the tempo, I'm having that ability to,
No, I mean, pushing the tempo to what degree, Carver? How? And what degree? Because no matter how much you push the tempo, you're not going to take a shot, even if you score a touchdown, are you? You're telling me Shanahan would have went for two in that situation?
No, and I've seen people say that today. Well, if you would have gave Reed and Mahomes the ball first, they would have went for two. No, they wouldn't have. They would have went up 7-0.
No.
They would have made it 7-0. And you're
right.
And then the second team has the. And I saw them all run around. It's easy after you've won to run around and say, well, we were definitely going to. If we won the toss, we were definitely giving them the ball, and we were definitely going for two. If we got, you know, the second touchdown, if we had to go for a touchdown.
I don't suggest that, but what I think is if you win the toss and you defer and you give Kansas City the ball, now again, you know exactly what you need. Okay, as the drive is coming forth, Shanahan now knows, okay, they're inside the 20. Offense, we're going to go for the kill shot. This is it. We need a touchdown. We're going for broke. If we score, potentially, we're going to go for the two-point conversion. Ultimately, I don't even think he was smart enough in that type of situation where he was going to go for two to win it. Why would you even try to extend it in terms of that type of situation when you're talking about the third possession if you're such an offensive guru? You mean?
Well, yeah, he made the point of the third. He kept talking about the third possession,
right.
Like we wanted to get the third possession.
Yeah.
You should be worried about winning the scoring and stopping. All right? If you want to take the ball first, you score and you stop. If you're going to take it second, stop. Like there's
exactly.
There's like no and I get it's later in the game and both defenses are more worn out than a blah 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 blah. Score and get a stop. That's it.
Right, but
you knew, Joe, when they got to the 10, they were getting a touchdown. And once they got that deep in,
once Kelsey got the first down, it was over.
Yeah, it was definitely over.
What was that,
point.
A second down that he got that big play? Where
I think so. The one where he got inside the five, and that's when
If they would have stopped him when he first caught it, and it was like a third and four, I would have said maybe. And I needed that game to go to like 22 up, which would have gotten me the total at the 47.5, but it is what it is.
I saw this today, too, Joe, and Let me know what you think of this, because yeah. I kind of, I don't know if I agree with it, but I could see some points to it. You know, they when they start that overtime now, you know how they call it a new game, quote unquote? Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, if that's the case, then is it really just an expanded version of the college football 25-yard line?
It is.
Like, you got to go the whole field, but like the clock doesn't matter whatsoever. You know, like the clock means nothing, essentially. No. When you get down to it, why have a clock? What does it matter? You don't need a clock then.
Well, the college rules stink, right? All of a sudden, we're going more to the college.
Yeah, I don't.
What? No, we're not.
I mean, we are. Like, look, they've even ruined that.
Now
like,
it's a participation trophy. Like, one team can't score, and you know, this is all because you're Buffalo Bills. That defense doesn't matter anymore. You know, right. That's part of the reason is because they gave up the, you know, they played so well that.
Well, no, what mattered, that I understand what you're saying. They should have stopped them. But the whole point was is that game, they got changed because that game was so good and they never touched the ball again. You know, that was, and
but
you're right.
Isn't that football, Carver?
You might be right, Joe. You might be right. What happened when this happened 2 years ago? Yeah, you know what I said to you. I said, the rule wouldn't have made a difference. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to change the rule. It was just, you know, that, like you said, get a stop.
Yeah.
Get a stop.
That's
you know,
it.
Here's the bottom line. If it was the old way, guess what? Right. It would have been the same outcome with them kicking the field goal.
Okay.
Would have been the same exact outcome.
I agree with you 100%. 100%. And the other factor as well is, you know, you have to, it's the Super Bowl. You have to win it. You can't just lay up. You know that. You have to earn it. You have to fight for it. Mahomes and Kelce, they did it. I mean, Kelce was non-existent in the first half. One catch, 1 yard.
Non-existent.
But Mahomes, you know, when you account for 399 total yards, 333 through the air, and 66 on the ground, and Mecole Hardman is stepping up. I'm so upset about Hardman too, because
yeah.
You know,
well, what did I say to you? I wasn't with you at all last week, but I think I even mentioned it to you late in the week before, during the bye week. Is I said to you, one of those oddball guys on the Chiefs is going to score. I said we needed to pick the right one. And Hardman kept falling down the list because of the fumble against Buffalo, the non-usage against Baltimore. People figured, and Moore coming back, that he was going to be and McKinnon coming back too, Joe. That, you know, McKinnon got a lot of burn in that game.
I know he did.
He got a lot of burn in that
total.
Game.
His total was 4.5, 5.5 receiving. First play of the game, he got through. Check
but
down.
We knew out of Watson, Noah Gray, if Tony played, which he ended up not playing, Richie James and Mecole Hardman, one of those guys was going to score a touchdown. And I didn't even put MVS with those guys because I feel like he gets a lot more looks than any of those other guys. But sure enough, and it was the game winner, and he was 14-1, Joe, wasn't he? Anytime, his anytime was 14-1.
14-1, unbelievable!
Yeah. He caught the winning touchdown.
850 against Buffalo, right? Wasn't he 850 against Buffalo?
It was 850 the Buffalo game where he fumbled on the one.
Unbelievable, crazy, just nuts, unbelievable.
I did good with the props though, Joe.
Yeah, I did all right with the props. I told you.
Longest field goal, winner. We had smashed a couple of really good props that smashed. Mahomes' longest run over 12.5. That was a blowout winner. Blowout winner, that thing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. So, Joe, the Bucks are playing the Nuggets tonight. Of course, you have... obviously, big matchup, Joker against Giannis. And, man, if those guys come to play. Now, it's a 16-point game here. It's 47-31 Bucks. And, God, they could use a few wins. Giannis with 18 so far, Joe. He's 7 for 7 from the floor. He's got 18 points and 7 boards. Joker with 19.
Boom.
Yeah, he's taken he's taken 14 shots already, Joe.
Right.
He's 8 for 14 from the floor. Giannis is 7 for 7. Dame Time only has 4 points. I know you're on him for 30.
Mm. Dame Time has 4.
I'm on,
whatchamacallit? Let me see here. Let me see exactly. I'm on, I told you I have a parlay. I have Dame Time for four threes, non-existent tonight, right?
Mm.
Not good tonight.
Not good.
Dame time.
Hornets need the
put
Pacers.
Away Wake Forest. Look at this.
Yeah, they got problems here. It's still a five-point game, 68-63. Man, the Pacers are down 5 in Charlotte. What are they getting here, Joe? Pacers money line, plus 215. They're down 7 now. Man, they're going to lose to the Hornets. The Hornets suck, man. That's a bad loss for the Pacers. If it happens. We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.